Day 28, April 1st. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 6, verses 16 through 27, and was written by the Reverend Carol Divins Roth, class of 1985. If you are someone who observes April Fool's Day, today you may already have been the prankster or the prankee. According to legend, and Rutgers University, the origin of the day goes back to 16th century France, when the Julian calendar, new year beginning on April 1st, was replaced with the Gregorian calendar, new year beginning on January 1st. Word didn't get around to everyone in a timely manner, so some continued to celebrate on April 1st. Hence, in that unkinder time when name-calling was more prevalent, the label April Fools came to be. In today's passage from John 6, the sense of that label appears to come from Jesus, aimed at the crowds who followed him looking for a repeat of the loaves and fishes multiplication. They have experienced a miracle, and, not surprisingly, want more of the same. They have missed the reset on the calendar of faith, failing to recognize that he is the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and Omega. He is the bread of life, and by what he says and how he acts, he feeds us the Word of God. He defies gravity, sin, and death. He embodies the kingdom of God, which is the time and place where all are to live in rightness and love toward the other, where all are to be fed and all are to feed the other, a multiplication feat of miraculous proportions, where dehumanizing labels are supplanted by neighbor. On the Lenten journey, today is a good day to reflect on what it may mean to begin a new counting of our days, daring to defy any status quo that turns us away from God and neighbor, or from daring to claim a proud label. Fool for Christ. Today's prayer. God of grace and glory, let this and every day begin with you. Give me courage to follow across uncertain seas, buoyed by your voice saying, "Do not be afraid." Fill me with the bread of life, so I in turn may break holy bread with the other and name them as my sisters and brothers. Claim me as your kind, devoted fool. Amen.